Today, we will be talking about the economic history of Dallas, Texas, and how the oil industry transformed it for the better. Along with this, we will also hear some insight from Spencer Levy, the Chairman of America's Research and Senior Economic Advisor for CBRE, the largest commercial real estate firm in the world, whose headquarters are also located in Dallas, Texas. Starting off, let's take a look back to 1841, when Dallas was founded by a trader from Tennessee who built a cabin on the Trinity River, John Neely Bryan. And soon after his arrival, many other people would come to the area. And after just 3 years, in 1844, enough people had moved to the area that a town site was officially laid out. For about the next 15 years or so, Dallas's population continued to grow as many immigrants from Germany, France, and Switzerland came to Dallas during the 1850s. But after the Civil War ended in 1865, Dallas would get a big boost to its economy as the addition of railroads started commercial growth in the city and formed one of the largest wholesale markets in the United States. And from this point to the end of the 19th century, Dallas would supply the majority of the United States' Southwest with products such as grain, leather, and cotton. Going into the 20th century, Dallas would continue to grow while sustaining its strong wholesale market. But in 1901, there was a massive discovery that completely changed the economy.
On January 10th, investors Anthony F. Lucas, John Gailey, and James Guffey had been drilling at Spindle Top Hill, a place that geologist Patillo Higgins had suggested might contain oil. Later in the afternoon, after drilling over 1,000 feet underground, mud started bubbling out of the drill site, and soon after, a massive geyser of oil erupted out of the ground, going as high as 150 feet in the air. And it was at this point that the investors knew they had struck black gold and would be rich. Then, the newly discovered oil started being collected at an impressive rate of 100,000 barrels per day, more than all the other oil drills in the United States combined. Unfortunately for Patillo Higgins, he was given no credit for his discovery and had to sue to later make a profit from his findings. After the success of the three investors, everyone wanted to be a part of this new industry, and by the end of that same year, the Texas government had given out over 500 charters to oil companies, and seemingly overnight, Dallas's economy was primarily based around oil. Because of this, industry began to grow rapidly in Dallas, bringing in many types of manufacturing plants, including textiles, leather, and automobiles. With the addition of these plants, this meant many jobs opened up, which brought many people from rural areas into the big city, causing the population to go from 42,000 in 1900 to 158,000 by the end of 1920. Now I'd like to bring in Spencer Levy to talk more about this.
Thank you, Will. In my role as chairman of America's Research at CBRE, I study cities, and I've been studying cities in Texas for decades, including Dallas, Houston, Austin, which are all some of the fastest growing cities in America. Looking back into the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s, these cities were what we would call monolithic in the form of one industry, oil and gas, which really drove those economies. Yes, there were some smaller industries, including the horse industry in Fort Worth, Texas, and other small industries that drove Texas. It really was oil and gas that drove Houston, Dallas, and the broader Texas economy. And what led to this was a shift in the U.S. economy from one that was dependent upon coal, and believe it or not, whale oil in through the late 19th century, and really the conversion to fossil fuel oil coming out of the ground in the early 20th century. And what drove that was one thing, the automobile. The rise of the automobile and the rise of oil go hand in hand. And because of the rise of the automobile in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and as jump started by the tremendous need and demand for oil during World War II, not just for automobiles, but for planes, ships, and other forms of transportation, really jump-started Dallas's economy to where it became today, which is one of the leading economies in the world because of not just oil and gas, but the diversification into finance and technology, which came later.
This trend would continue up until 1930 when the Great Depression hit. Fortunately for Dallas, because of the oil industry, they were able to handle the depression better than most other cities. Along with this, the Dallas-based company, General American Finance System, financed many of their drilling operations, which helped the company stay afloat and made Dallas the financing center for the oil industry. And once the Depression ended, many investors came to Dallas as it became a major center for the petroleum industry in the United States. When World War II started and the United States needed to start making and gathering war supplies, Dallas was one of the first cities the government turned to. Because of this, many of the manufacturing companies in the Dallas area began making war supplies, such as aircrafts, ships, and other goods, which opened up even more jobs, which again raised the population from 294,000 in 1940 to 434,000 in 1950. Along with this, Dallas was also the main supplier of petroleum for the war, supplying around half of the oil that the United States used. And when the war ended in 1945, there were a number of aircraft manufacturing plants no longer in use, which were quickly turned into electronic and automobile plants, further cementing the strong industry within Dallas. In 1974, the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport was built, which, along with the strong oil prices, brought many companies to Dallas, where they would set up their headquarters. Unfortunately for the oil industry, it would end up busting in the late 80s in what was known as the oil glut. During this time, oil prices would drop from $35 a barrel to under $10, causing many drillers to go bankrupt, and the oil industry to die down significantly. But by that point, the city of Dallas had built itself up to have such a strong economy from the oil industry that it didn't need to rely on it anymore to be successful. Now, for some further insight on Dallas today, we'll once again hear from Spencer Levy.
In my practice, I study cities around the world. And recently I had on my podcast Dan Yergin, the Pulitzer Prize winner of the book The Prize, which talked about the history of the oil industry, including Dallas. Dallas evolved as an oil town, and oil was the fundamental driver of their economy, probably until about the year 2000. And what, because of the oil industry, Dallas is and remains one of the fastest growing cities in America. But since oil was such a great driver of the economy, it has now evolved into a more diversified economy. The diversification of its economy makes Dallas one of the great centers of not just oil and gas, but finance and, of course, the technology industry, which is driving not just Dallas, but Austin and other cities within Texas. This diversification is important, not only for its economy, but for the environment, where oil and gas has now been supplanted by more environmentally conscious forms of energy. We see the future of Dallas is very strong, not only because of its diversified economy, but because of demographic flows of people from cities like New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, into Texas, specifically into Dallas, the most dynamic economy within Texas, which is the fastest growing state in the union. The future of Dallas is bright, but it's bright not because of the burning of oil and gas. It's bright because of these other industries, specifically technology and finance, and we expect that to continue for years to come.
Thank you. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast on the oil industry in Dallas, Texas, and we hope that next week you will join us once again to learn more about economics.